Next patient is Maria Garza. The last name is G-A-R-Z-A. This is a clinical case of a 45-year-old Hispanic female that has CKD stage 4 related to membranous nephropathy associated to lupus, period. The biopsy was done in 2019, and 70 glomeruli were obtained in that sample. 40 of them were sclerosed. And the interstitium had a 70% fibrosis. A patient just finished the kidney transplant evaluation. On the other note, for reasons that are not clear to me, and probably social problems, the patient stopped the administration of CellCept, and she continues to maintain a serum creatinine of 3 mL per minute. The estimated GFR is around 19 mL per minute. However, the proteinuria went up to 1,600 milligrams. The patient was explained about the need for her to go back, and I'm going to see if she qualifies for adjuvant therapy. Number two, the patient used to have anemia associated to CKD. However, after she was referred to the hematologist, they have been given injections, and the hemoglobin is reported to be 12 mLs, 12 milligrams per cent. Following number, the patient has a hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, hyperglycemia that is under control. Following number, she has a seizure disorder that has been treated with the administration of phentoin and followed by the neurologist. Following number, the patient continues with hypertension. I had the opportunity to review the medications. She is not sure if she takes these medications, and before I make any changes in the prescription, I am going to double check and and do the reconciliation of the medications. She has lost 5 pounds of body weight. The patient was encouraged to take the medications as prescribed. We'll reevaluate the case in a couple of months with laboratory workups. I invested 8 minutes of the time in the reviewing of the lab, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and 8 minutes in the documentation.